Pesachim. Erev Pesachim means Erev Pesach. Yudalet Benisim. Now the top Tosis says, Igasin and Arve, if you are Gerist Arve, Nichets, very good, and it makes sense talking about a plural. Arve Pesachim, the plural of Erev Pesachim. Vigasin and Erev, but if we have the Gerist that we have at Erev, Hochikoma, doesn't make sense to say Erev Pesachim. So this is what the Mishnah means to say. Erev Sheshechnam by Pesachim. This is the, like Erev, the day before that we shecht a lot of Pesachim. This is the day before Yom Tov Pesach that we shecht a lot of Pesachim. Inami, another Pesha Pesach says, Erev Pesach means Rishon V'Sheni. This is Erev Pesach of Erev Rishon and Erev Pesach of Pesach Asheni. So the Sia Chiddush here that even by Pesach Sheni also, you should not eat beforehand in order at night time to be able to eat the matzah by Pesach Sheni, also Levitayvon, the way you're supposed to. It's like Mishum here, the mitzvah, you should eat it when you're still hungry and enjoy eating it. Tochim, Samach leMincha, before Mincha, which we'll see, the Mefarshim here learns it means Mincha Ketana, that means 3 o'clock in the afternoon, is Lo Yoichal Odom Achetechshech. A person should not eat Erev Pesach by the Sman of Mincha Ketana, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. You should not eat from then on Achetechshech. So let's see Rashbam. Arve Pesach Samach leMincha. Mincha Ketana means Kaidem leMincha Mat. It means a little bit even before this man Mincha, which means a chatzi shur, a half an hour before the time of Mincha Gedolim. That means betchila shur asiris, at the beginning of the 10th hour, which let's say chatzis usually is 6 hours. So then 3 hours later is 3 o'clock. So at the beginning after 3, that's called the beginning of the 10th hour, the Tanan we learned, Tomid nishchat b'shmoinu machza, the korban atomid is brought at 8.5 hours a day, the korav b'tisho machza is finished, they make that krova 9.5 hours. Now 9.5 hours of the day, that's the time to daven mincha ketana. Mincha gedola, people start already by chatzos, after chatzos to daven mincha gedola. But mincha ketana, that means from 9.5 hours of the day, which is the zman when they brought the korban hatomet shobein abayim. So nimtzas mincha ketana betisha machza. Really, when does mincha ketana start? That starts 9.5 hours of the day, which is 3:30. Now Mishnah says Loshin Erev Pesachim Somach leMincha, a little bit before Mincha you have to stop eating. So Somach Rash and Rashbam both say that means a half an hour. V'Somach leHainu Chatzi Shor Koidim, a half an hour before, that means B'Soif Shor Chis, at the end of the 9th hour of the day, Utchila Shor Asiris, that's the beginning of the 10th hour, which is 3 o'clock in the afternoon. That's from that time on Erev Pesach that the Mishnah says Lo Yoichal Odom Achetechshech. You're not supposed to eat anything. So Rashbam says, why not Lo Yoichal Odom? Kedei Sheyoichal Matzah Shel Mitzvah L'Teyoven. Kedei at night time by the Seder, when you come to eat the matzah, you should eat L'Teyoven. I mean, you should have a warm teat. You should be hungry then, but to eat it. Mishum Hid the Mitzvah. That's already making the Mitzvah nice. Hey, since there's a mitzvah midiraisa to eat Pesach, to eat matzah, Pesach by night, so today to eat the matzah nice behidur means eat it when you really want to eat. So if you'll fill yourself up in the afternoon, you won't have an appetite to eat at night. That's not a hidur mitzvah. Therefore, you're not supposed to eat in the afternoon from 3 o'clock on. So Pesach really is, like, what are we talking about? What can't you eat? What does it mean you can't eat from 3 o'clock on? If it means on Erev Pesach you can't eat matzah, on Erev Pesach the whole day you're not supposed to eat matzah. Could you read of Yishalmi? There's a Yishalmi that says, Koloicho matzah b'Erev HaPesach, whoever eats matzah on Erev Pesach, kilu boil our resources b'Beis Chometz. It's like you boil your wife before you have Nisuin with her. After Kedushin, before Nisuin. In other words, it's not nice. Like, why can't you wait already? Here also, there's a mitzvah midiraisa to eat the matzah at night. So wait, the whole Erev Pesach, you're not supposed to eat matzah. Viva minatagim, if it means town with type of other nash, other type of food. Minatagim, or some words it means fruits, or some say it means from chamesh saminim, type of cakes. You are allowed to eat those things, even after 3 o'clock. So what is the Mishnah talking about that after 3 o'clock you're not supposed to eat? The Yeshleima Tosis learns the Ari B'matzah Ashira. It means like egg matzah. matzah shiro, rich matzah, to lay osav Yerushalmi yelab matzah ruya lotzes bochay vosein. So Yerushalmi only says on Erev Pesach you shouldn't eat matzah, that you could be yotza the mitzvahs matzah v'leil Pesach. The achilas koydim zmana, and if you eat it before the time, that's not nice. Avo matzah ashira, but if you eat like egg matzah, sharia, that's mutat eat. Because since you can't be yotza the mitzvah at night with egg matzah anyway, therefore if you eat it for yom, it's okay. No, at 3 o'clock in the afternoon, that's when you're supposed to stop eating. Today, when it comes at night time to eat the matzah, you should eat it l'tayovin. Right, the Mishnah says, now, afilu oni shebi Yisrael, even a poor person, lo yoichel, he should not eat the seder by night, ad sheyisav, until first he lies down. He has to be noig inyan acheris, to lie down, ad sheyisav. So Rashbam says, afilu oni shebi Yisrael lo yoichel, should be goes b'leil psochim at night time ad sheyisof until he lies down kederech b'nei chorven like a free person benito he has to have a bed v'al hashulchan next to a shulchan zeich lecheres to be zeich lecheres. The Taz speaks out, what does the Mishnah mean? Even a oni shabi yisrael, everybody has to do this. The Taz says the sakat ha'etach, I would have thought that seibas oni lechashiv seiba, a poor person the whole year he doesn't eat this way, so to him it's a joke. Pesach b'nai tishu b'daf, you sit down, lie down, maybe it means nothing. The ain lay amal osir, first of all, he doesn't have anything to lie down with. The ain zader acheris. Kamashko and the Mishnah know that even a non, even the poorest person, still becomes a seder by night, he has to act as if he's a ben chorin, and when he eats the matzah, he has to be lying down, at least leaning down on his left side, and eat der acheris. Near a shulchan, this matzah from the Rashbam, you have to be, and also in the times of the Gemara, the mamish had a bed. So he used to lie down on the left side of the bed. Now that we have a chair, there's still a need of a seiba to lie down on your left side when you eat the matzah. So not only a osher, but even a noni has to eat it by a seiba also. It's interesting that Miri says a loshin, that the reason why we have to do it is kadesh, a person should mimaramis himself, he should make himself a simon lecheris, or gula, and that should make himself wake up to give back shvach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu that made us free. Hey, then you, why we eat Passover is we're supposed to act as if we're really b'nei chorin, we went out free tonight, and that wakes us up to make us have a feeling like to thank Hashem why we came out free. So that's inyan to eat Passover. So even a noni also has this mitzvah to eat Passover leaning down. Right, the Mishnah says lo yifchasu loy me'ar b'koisos ashayayin. So it says a loshin yifchasu. So Shbam says it means it goes on the gabbai tzokum. The people that give out tzedakah on Erev Pesach, they have to give extra money to the aniyim to come around to collect. They have to give them enough money that they should have to buy dalad kosos worth of wine. That's loshin b'layif chesu. The gaboyim tzedakah should not give them less than the amount of money to buy 4 kosos of wine. V'yafilu minatamchui. Even if the person is very, very poor, that he goes around every day to collect food to eat for that day, still the gabbai tzedakah has to give him today Erev Pesach enough money to buy arba koisis. So Rashi Rashbam says lo yifchus aloi, that means the gaboy tzedakah goes on. Ha mafanis simas ha'aniyim, that they give money to mafanis to support the aniyim. Kiritnan ein person lioni oivim imokam, that you have to give them money. Alma lishtin lo yifchusu agaboy tzedakah koi. This losh lo yifchusu, they should not give him less. He goes on the gabbai, the one that gives out the money. V'u'adinamim lo yitnu loy. Rashbam says, even if the gabbai tzedakah does not give the oni money, she'etzorech she'yavsa v'kol koichayachra, v'chiddish. This oni has to do everything he has in his power to get that money to buy the dalad kosos. Even if it means to borrow money, to go around. El urcha demilsa nokit. Just the regular manner is, she'regidun litn loyarba kosos. The normal manner is he doesn't have to work that hard. In every city there's a gabbai tzedakah. So the neim go to the gabbai tzedakah, and the gabbai tzedakah now in every pesach gives him extra money to buy his dalad kosos. Yeah. Then Rashbam says, like Rashi says, why do we have dalad kosos? As the Medrash says, that the four lashonis of gula by Mitzrayim, voitzeisi, v'gaalti, v'lakachti, v'itzalti, tashis veira. So because of these four lashonis, that's why we have dalad kosos. And then the Mishnah ends off, Yafilu mina tamchui, so Rashbam says, Hu mispanas mitamchui shavzokam, means a very poor person that goes around every day to collect money for the food of that day. Tehainu oni shabaniyim, a very poor person. The nam asech tepeya, Mishyesh ben mosim stay sudas, whoever has enough money to buy for himself 2 meals, He cannot collect money there from the Tamchin. Because the Tamchin was a collecting of every single day they gave out to the Aniyim that did not have food for that day. So they gave him either food or the money to buy for that day. So if you had enough money or you had food for that day, you were not allowed to take Minat Tamchin. So not only that takes Minat Tamchin means he does not even have enough food for that day, still we say he has to have dollar cases. On Erev Pesach, he has to make sure he gets enough money to get himself dollar cases of Yain. So the Gemara, Ma'ir Arvei Pesachim. What's the chiddush in the Mishnah that on Erev Pesach you're not allowed to eat from the time of Mincha or Samach LeMincha? Afilu Arvei Shabbos V'Yemim Tovim Nami. Even on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, also the din is you're not supposed to eat after the Zman of Mincha Kitana, after 3:30 in the afternoon. The Tani, we learned in a Braisa, Lo Yoichal Adam V'Yarvei Shabbos V'Yemim Tovim Min Amincha Lamala. A person should not eat on every Erev Shabbos or Erev Yom Tov. You should not eat min amincha l'mala. Kedei shikonas l'Shabbos. Kedei you should come into Shabbos. Kishu to'ava. When you're hungry a little bit, you have a desire to eat. So, divrei Rabbi Yehuda. This is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. In other words, the mitzvah to have oinik Shabbos, you're supposed to have a suda on Shabbos. So the mitzvah to eat the suda should also be b'taiva. You should have to want to eat it. You shouldn't fill yourself Friday afternoon, fill yourself up, and then when it comes to Shabbos by night, you have no desire to eat. So what's the chiddush about Mishnah? Arvei Pesachim, luchura, every Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov had the same halacha. You're not supposed to eat min amincha l'mala. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. So Rashi says, Rashbam, afilu arvei Shabbos alibud Rabbi Yehuda, kedei she kiddush usuda Shabbos chobavolov. Kedei at night time when you make your kiddush and when you have your suda Shabbos, it should be chobav. You should want to eat, not that you're filled up already. So what's the chiddush about Mishnah? Every Shabbos has the same halacha. Then the Braita says, Rabbi Yosi Yoimer, Rabbi Yosi Yolz, no. Oichel v'hoylech ad sheteshach. Rabbi Yosi Yolz, you know, in a regular era of Shabbos and era of Yom Tov, you're allowed to eat up until the night time. You don't have to stop eating. So the Chur of Kashri is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, what is the Chiddush of Al Mishnah? So Gemara answers, Amar Rafuna, Rafuna's Teretz is, Loit Tzricha Elal Rabbi Yosi, Enochanami. Our Mishnah is only saying a Chiddush according to Rabbi Yosi Shita. According to Rabbi Yehuda, there's no Chiddush of Al Mishnah. Our Mishnah says the Chiddush even according to Rabbi Yosi. The Omar Oicha V'Hoylech, Atche Techshach, on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, he says, you're allowed to continue reading up until the night time. Hani Mili, when did Rabbi Yosi say this? Barve Shabbos is Yom Tov. Only on a regular Erev Shabbos or a regular Erev Yom Tov. Avo Erev HaPesach, when it comes to Erev HaPesach, Mishum Chiyuve Dematza Moida. But here, it's about the Zechiv at night time, Tit Matza, and here, Lechur Zechiv Mediraisa, Tit Matza, so here Rabbi Yosi is Moida, since it's Mediraisa, Chiyuv Tit Matza, Balel Pesach, that midrabbanan you should not eat in the afternoon, today not to fill yourself up, today when it comes Pesach by night, you'll eat the matzah b'taiva with a chavav mitzvah. So Rashi says, Mishum chiyuvei de matzah, or Rashbam, shaloi tei nechela salasoiva. You should not come to eat the matzah Pesach by night when you're already satisfied. Now, why is matzah bigger chiyuv than a regular Erev Shabbos Erev Yom Tov? So Rashbam says, v'chiyuvei de matzah le'el arishin chayva. That's a chiyuv midraisa tit matzah on Pesach by night. The chiyuv the pasuk says, po erev toich lo matzois. So since it's a special mitzvah saseh to eat matzah Pesach by night, the while the havimina we're going now mishum hidu mitzvah, you're supposed to eat that matzah when you still have a desire to eat, not when you're satisfied already. Therefore, from 3:00 in the afternoon on erev Pesach, you should not eat anything heavy. Today, you should be able to eat the matzah Pesach by night, the time when you have a desire to eat it. But on a regular Erev Shabbos, Erev Yom Tov, Rabbi Yosi Yolz, no, you're allowed to continue reading mamash up until Atcha Techshach. Even though there's an inyan to have the Suda Shabbos, of the Sawat, Eshtins, even if you're filled up for the Suda Shabbos by night time, you can eat the Suda Shabbos morning, like an inyan, the morning Shabbos. But Eshtins, not Tafka B'dirais, you have to have the Suda at night, you can have the Suda B'yayim also. So Erev Shabbos is not so chomot Rabbi Yosi as it Erev Pesach. So that's the chiddush of our Mishnah. Even according to Rabbi Yosi, you're not allowed to eat an Erev Pesach after 3:00 in the afternoon. Here's one teretz. Rav Papa says another teretz. Rav Papa Rama, afilu teimer Rabbi Yehuda. Even if you want to say our Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Yehuda.
So then the question was, what's the chiddush of Erev Pesach? Every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yontov has the same halacha. That's chiluk, not as a chiluk. Hosom over there, the average Shabbos of Yom Tovim, on a regular Erev Shabbos or Erev Yontov, the din is, minamin cholamala hu diyosar. You're just not allowed to eat minamin cholamala, which means 3:30. That's all. Of the somach lemincha shari, there the Brisa does not say a lotion of somach lemincha. There the Brisa before said that minamincha lemali you should not eat. Minamincha means mincha kitana, which is 3:30, the zman that you bring the korban atomic shabbein abayim. So from 3:30 in the afternoon, that's when you're not supposed to eat. Avoberava pesach, but our Mishnah says the chiddush even according to Rabbi Yehuda. That on Erev Pesach, I'll tell you, afilu somach lemincha nami yosser. Even next to near to mincha, you also have to stop eating. Which somach lemincha means half an hour before. So that's the chiddush on Erev Pesach. You have to stop 3:00. You can't eat anymore on Erev Pesach. Yeah. For the morning, Akash and Rapopam, over Erev Shabbos, Somach Lemincha Shari? Is that true? You're going to tell me, according to Rabbi Yehuda, on every Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, that you're allowed to eat 3:00, Somach Lemincha. It only means the Zman Mincha 3:30. That's when you have to stop eating. For your tiny, we learned in the Braisa, Lo Yoichal Odom be Erev Shabbos be Yom Tovim. A person should not have a Suda, should not sit down to eat on Erev Shabbos and Erev Yom Tov, Mitesha Shaya Salamala. From 9 hours of the day and further up, which means 3:00. So it doesn't say 3:30. It says 9:00, 9 hours, which is 3:00, which is like our Mishnah, that's called Somach Lemincha. Even though the Zaman Mincha is only 3:30, but a half an hour before that, you have to stop eating even on Erev Shabbos. Kidei, why? In order, Sheikones LeShabbos Geshutava, that you should come into Shabbos to have Yesud Shabbos when you have Taiva, when you have a desire to eat. Divrei Reb Yehuda, this is Reb Yehuda Shita. So you see, not like Rav Papa, that even on a regular Erev Shabbos, also Rabbi Yehuda Shita is, you have to stop eating 3:00, not 3:30, but 3:00. Rabbi Yossi says, Oichel v'hoylech ad shetechshech. He else know. On a regular Erev Shabbos, there's no need to stop eating before Shabbos. You can continue eating up until Shabbos. Ad shetechshech. So I call upon him, this is a kash on Rav Papa. You see, not like a Papa's parents. So first of all, the Gemara wants to say, Amma Mazutra, Mazutra wants to say, Man Leimelon, who's going to tell us, Dimataretztahi, that this Bryce you just brought down is true, is right. Dilma Mishabeshti, maybe that Bryce made a mistake. There was maybe